950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Matt, Eric, no Stein today. We are Stein free.
Oh, no?
No. He's in Hilton Coliseum for some reason. I don't know if that's a sports thing or a political thing. I get very much a political thing.
Yeah, this time of the year.
Ames, Iowa, it's basically dead center in the state, so sometimes they'll have individual parties or both parties together will kind of do big events there, and so I have no idea. But needless to say, he said he's probably not going to be available today as he's down in the depths of that thing. And so, it is unfortunate, but, you know. It is. All of us are feeling our loss. But the good news is that we actually we can make up, because I think the entire show today, I will do it as a Wisconsinite who's inhaling vaporized alcohol.
Oh,
because apparently that's what they needed over there.
Oh, yeah.
What do they call that? This is apparently a new trend in Wisconsin, is where you basically infuse a mist with alcohol and you breathe it in.
Mm-hmm. They've had it on Drinking the Style before.
Have they?
Yeah.
It's like booze. Oh, it's like air, only it's booze. There you go. Screw up the joke. It's like air, only it's booze. There you go. I could do – because I think of all the things that Wisconsin did not need, it was vaporized alcohol. I mean, yeah. So I think I'm going to do the entire show as a drunk Wisconsinite. Can I do that?
Yeah. I don't see why not. Drunk Wisconsinite is kind of redundant.
Packers. I could do the whole show like that.
Yeah. Some might say it's an improvement.
That actually really, if they only enunciated so well in Wisconsin.
We just got to boost the powers of these towers.
Oh, they get us in Wisconsin. Hi, Wisconsin. How are you doing over there, big guy? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Actually, breaking news, as there has been apparently an arrest made in the burning of the pavilion at Bede-Makiska. The Star Tribune, I mean, this actually breaking fairly recently. A Minneapolis man was charged Wednesday with felony after police say his careless disposal of embers from a hookah accidentally started the fire that destroyed the Bede-Makiska Pavilion last month. Owen Elmy, 23, dumped hot coals from the hookah behind garbage cans on the building's southwest corner, causing the blaze that fully engulfed the building on May 16th, according to charges of negligent fire-damaging property valued at more than $2,500. The fire, which was reported shortly before 4 a.m., broke through the roof of the pavilion where the Lola on the Lake Restaurant concession operated. The building was deemed unsalvageable by a structural engineer and has since been razed. 2 weeks ago, police released an image of city-owned surveillance cameras that showed a man and woman sitting and standing by the pavilion minutes before the fire. A hookah is a tobacco pipe with long, flexible tube that user draws in to take in smoke through the water held in a bowl. Usually, it's not tobacco. I'm not with these hip kids anymore, but last I checked, has there been a hookah in the United States that's been used for alcohol? It's all used for dope, isn't it?
I mean, in the last 10 years, I think there's been kind of like a hookah resurgence, and yeah, usually it's used for tobacco as far as I know.
Oh, can we blame this on hipsters?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
All right. No, it's dope, man. I mean, to be fair to your standard dope head, they don't need a hookah. They can
elaborate.
They can give them a simple pocket knife, and they can whittle out an apple into a bong in 3 seconds. Hey, you're gonna finish that 2-liter bottle of soda that's empty? No, great, man, because I'm gonna make it into a bong. Okay, they know how to do it. It's a skill set, I guess. Needless to say, the hookah was what was the culprit here. Elmi was charged by summons and remains free ahead of a July 10th court appearance. A message is left at his cell phone seeking his response to the allegations. Court's records for Elmi show no convictions in Minnesota any more serious than traffic violations. According to the complaint, video surveillance from Lola and nearby businesses show Elmi and a woman sitting in the table closest to the building where he takes the hookah from a bag shortly before 3 a.m. and attempts to light it. Stormy and windy weather, however, blows sparks from the top of the hookah, and they grow into glowing embers. About 20 minutes later, Elmi dumps the embers behind three trash cans along the southwest corner of the restaurant, a spot that is dry but exposed to the wind. Several other options for disposing coals are available. The charges. Okay, wait a minute here. Your biggest problem is they didn't recycle the coals correctly? Dear Lord. They have marked bins, for God's sakes, people. Elmi and the woman walk away in the video. Surveillance picks them up. The first signs of fire. A few minutes later, Elmi returned looking for something before leaving for good, probably noticing that the building was on fire at that point. Then again, depending on what was in that hookah, he might not have noticed too much anyway, so I guess we shouldn't be too presumptory. Flames grow at the base of the column, spread to the inside of the building and into the roof. It takes less than 30 minutes from the time Elmi dumped the embers until the building is consumed by fire. How about we make this guy, you know, this old house that sucker, and he has to build a new one? Seriously, why not? That this is your life for the next, until the thing is built, is that we'll get you some people that can consult, and we'll tell you what you need to do. But you know what? Hookah boy, guess what? You're on construction detail. And you're going to razz this whole thing. You're going to tear it down completely. And then you're going to work with the architect. And we're going to have a building crew that's going to teach you how to lay the concrete, how to put up the walls, how to, you know, and do this. Give them jail time, but I mean, a work release program. And then, you know, there you go. Wouldn't be the worst way to deal with this.
Sounds like punishment for all the helpers, though.
Well, let's put it this way. There'll be drug testing, and I guarantee you that, I don't mean to pry into your life because, let's face it, I think this was a Monday night at 3 in the morning when this thing got lit on fire. It wasn't exactly, you know, the witching hour for the business person. I'm sorry. I think there's ways we can look at this, and I think that this guy is responsible. I'm not saying that that's his sole punishment. I think if he's found guilty, there needs to be some jail time. But I think that, you know, it would go a long way to tell people, if you're going to be this stupid, guess what? Your life is going to be building a building. I don't have a problem with that. On May 21st, police released the still frames from the surveillance camera. Readers on Facebook questioned whether the pair was holding a hookah and started the fire accidentally. Well, they started the fire accidentally. It doesn't mean they didn't start the fire. And, I mean, thank God we don't have a serial arsonist running around the city. But at the same time, it's, you know, well, it was an accident. Well, yeah, but it was an accident that hurt a lot of people's livelihoods and took down an iconic building on Bede-Makaska. So... the Star Tribune repeatedly asked Minneapolis police spokeswoman Darcy Horn if they were smoking a hookah, but Horn refused to comment. So there you go. And it looks like, once again, some arrests have been made in regards to that, and that's we're very grateful and very glad that they were able to get an arrest on that. But still, I mean, what a stupid waste. And you're 23 years old. I mean, I've done stupid things in my life too. And when you're in your young 20s, stupid is kind of a regularly used adjective and adverb for activity that you go through in life. But come on. And there's a lot about this story which, you know, lead me to question the individual's fortitude, integrity prior to the hookah getting dumped on the pavilion side. This is just a building. It will go out.
There is a lake right there, too, if they needed water.
And that's the other small little detail that kind of gets skipped past here. If you had something to pour out with coals and ashes, God forbid the large blue lapping thing next to you would be, you know, we could put it over there. I guess maybe you don't necessarily have that guy build something because, you know, what would you end up having with it? But there you go. Breaking news, arrest made in the accidental but still burning down of the pavilion over at Bidet Makaska. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Hey, looky what I got here in the mail. Just Folks album, Grounded. They sent me a whole bunch of them. Of course, if you don't know what we're talking about here, Todd Colid is a great listener we've had here at AM 950 for many, many years. Now, he moved to Spain. Yeah, he's over there enjoying life in Spain. Not exactly the worst place to live. It's quite delightful over there. Anyway, but he still is active. He listens to the station, but he can't go to the sponsors, you know, obviously because he's in Spain. Well, what the he does is he sponsors us here at AM 950, and you can too. All you have to do is give us a call at our regular business line number, 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885, and you can find out how you can sponsor the radio station just like Todd has. And Todd's album, once again, the band is Just Folk. The album is Grounded. He's given us a bunch to give away, so how about we give away one right now? Caller number three. We'll just make it real simple on you. Caller number three, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Caller number three, we will give away, or you will get yourself a copy of the album CD here. Just Folks, Grounded is the fourth album from them. And so caller number three, good luck. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Homelessness. It's a problem in Carver County and every county in the United States. We need every kind of affordable housing, but especially for single young people who are trying to launch themselves. Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska is hosting a Tuesday dialogue, June 11th, about Launch Ministry, a successful program that is making affordable housing happen for the young people who are experiencing homelessness in Chaska. The speakers are Corey Magstead, Executive Director, and Amanda Flowers Peterson, Program Director. The City of Chaska has approved their plans for a 16-unit building of supportive housing. Come hear them talk about what that means and get answers to your questions. I'll be your host, Reverend Dean J. Seal. Again, that's Tuesday, June 11th at 7 p.m. Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska is at 145 Engler Road and Highway 41 with the Big Red Chair. Free coffee. Find us on Facebook or ChaskaChurch.org. Be there. Aloha.
The entire buying experience with Rudy Luther Toyota is so worthwhile. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance with every new Toyota purchased. Their super staff is wonderful, always ready to help. And there's the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Head on over to Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week, I'll talk about an idealist, Scott Warren, who the federal government has prosecuted for helping migrant humans that come to America via the Arizona desert. I'll also talk about another idealist, Elizabeth Brenner, whose family tragedy spurred her to activism to protect students studying abroad. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Pride weekend is almost here, and there is something for everyone. From the Friday night Beer Dabbler on the 21st, featuring 50 local brewers, to Pride in concert on Saturday, June 22nd in Loring Park with the headliner TLC. And you can't forget about the Rainbow Run leading into the Ashley Rooks Pride Parade on Sunday, June 23rd. This is a festival and celebration you do not want to miss. Get your tickets now. VIP is still available with free food and drinks. Go to tcpride.org. That's tcpride.org. We'll see you there.
You know, this is a great city to be. The Pride Month is a fantastic month in Minneapolis, St. Paul, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast.
It is an absolute blast here. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Matt in Minneapolis, congratulations. Caller number three, you have won yourself a copy of the Just Folk album, Grounded. Todd Colid, of course, sponsoring AM 950 and also sponsoring this CD that you have won. We got CDs to give away the rest of this week, some of the next week as well, so make sure you're listening for your chance to win right here on AM 950. All right, 952-946-6205. You know, I talked a little bit about this on Monday when we discussed the fact that the Department of Defense basically went to Donald Trump after the fallout from his whiny little petulant man-child, narcissistic, blubbering, wuss-ball, non-tuxedo-fitting, jerk-faced actions of trying to cover up the USS John McCain's name. Actually, it was that the White House staff tried to get them to take the USS John McCain out of port initially so that, you know, go out to sea. Just, I don't know, put out some lines, do some fishing, I guess. I don't know exactly what, you know, and go cruise around, see what you catch, okay? You know, you take some bait with you, have some fun. I have no idea. But then when they said, no, we don't just take Navy boats out of the way just to make people feel better, the argument of covering up the name and hiding it behind a barge because Donald basically – well, first of all, Donald Trump can't read, so I don't know why you felt like you had to cover up the name anyway. You know, it's – he might say, is that Bodie McBoatface? I want to meet him. I think your bigger concern's that. But needless to say, the Department of Defense said, no, we're not going to do this game anymore. You know, I'm sorry you don't like John McCain. He is a war hero. He has a ship named after him, very justifiably. And I brought up the point about, you know, probably a little bit too late on this. Actually, a listener brought up the whole thing with the Mission Accomplished fiasco, where W landed on an aircraft carrier to do a campaign rally. And how that was, you know, the Department of Defense should have said no way to that. But, you know, they went ahead with that. I remember, and we talked about Al Franken yesterday, that was one of his main reasons why he went and ran for office in the first place, was this whole joke of an idea of them landing on this and acting like this is just, he's bringing pretend Marmiga.
Yeah, and the flight suits and everything.
Yeah, and the banner that just happened to be there, mission accomplished. By the way, how did that work out? Oh, that's right. You guys had no plan whatsoever in place after that unjustified war, too. It's a double whammy there, isn't it? Stop, Republicans. Stop abusing the military. And I have to say this because I read this and I spit coffee over my computer when I read this morning. This is out of Raw Story. Republican Party Chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel on Wednesday went on to Fox Business to complain about the coverage that President Trump has received on his trip to Europe this week. And she said that the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings in France should be a time to celebrate Trump. In a video clip posted to the Republican Party's official Twitter account, they bragged about this. McDaniel accused the media of undermining Trump's overseas trip, even though the president has spent a significant portion of it sending out angry tweets about the London mayor and then Bette Midler. We should be celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day, she told Stuart Varney. This is the time where we should be celebrating our president, the great achievements of America. I don't think that the American people like the constant negativity. Pardon me there. The anniversary D-Day, which, by the way, is tomorrow, the 6th of June. It is one of the greatest counterattacks in the history of military combat. There's an element of the D-Day invasion, which is very reminiscent to the Civil War and Grant's philosophy of the Civil War, which was tragic, but he understood it. He understood what you needed to do. You had to break the South over your knee. You had to break their back. And he said the only way you can do that is to send in as many men as you possibly can. And yeah, that means a lot of American casualties. But that's what you needed to do. Because the United States, the North could replenish their troops, the South couldn't. A different but similar idea was formed with the D-Day invasion. the Germans had fortified the French coast pretty insanely. If you've never been, I've been to the beaches. It's kind of even hard to comprehend. You're floating towards this wall of guns and cannons and barbed wire and mines, and the idea that you've got to climb up, which is basically a sheer face cliff being shot at the entire time, is unbelievable. I mean, I really do think in the history of cinema, there are very few scenes as that represent the true chaos and loss that you experience than Saving Private Ryan, the first 20 minutes of that movie, where you go through the D-Day invasion from the point of view of the soldiers who were landing on the beach and had to capture those you know gun turrets and the towers. And yeah, it was the concept was this: you could just the United States had a ton of people, and there's a reason why the rest of the world gave us those beaches. Those were the tough ones. And the United States, and I'm not, this is not this is no condemnation of the leadership of the military. They understood what had to be done. You could only parachute so many people into a battle. You had to get a ground, an ocean access, which would then in turn lead to a ground access that you could have. You couldn't just drop jeeps, and you can't just drop tanks, and you can't just keep doing that. You have to have a base of operations. And they understood, you know, one of the great things America has is men. And so they threw an insane amount of American soldiers at that beach. And we took that beach. And then we took France. Then we you know, took out the Germans and the rest of these countries, took out the Italians, and finally went and broke Germany over our knee. Because they could not replace troops, but we could. And it's the ugly element of the military. And I say this as a person who is a veteran of the Army. That's kind of one of those things that you understand, is that you are a troop. And if you are told to charge, and yeah, that's what you do. You have to. And you hope for the best. And the sheer volume of personnel that went onto that beach, whose lives ended at that moment, trying to – not knowing – we'll never know that the United States won that battle. We'll not know that it was successful. Just that they were just part of that force. That is a sacrifice we all should be saluting. And no, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump, a coward of a man who, when he had the opportunity to go serve his country, had daddy get him a prescription out of military service with made up bone spurs, which, funny, don't seem to bother him anytime he goes golfing constantly now, do they? It is a shocking, shocking notion that anyone in this day and age would try to use the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings as a way to promote their own current politician. But that is one of the most disgusting things I have ever seen. That is such a disgrace that it's hard for me to even put it into words without wanting to swear like a sailor. I'm an Army guy. I can say that about Navy guys. But I'm livid. I'm livid that you would use those men's sacrifice and the sheer volume of the men we lost on that beach that day as a way to try to browbeat media coverage you don't agree with into something you think should be more appropriate. Dictator 101, you take the great victories of your country's past and somehow attribute them to the dictator that you have in power. And that is what they're trying to do. They want the people to think that D-Day means Donald Trump. Well, if D means dumbass, then maybe I guess so. You know, I guess it's that one I'll buy, but not the D-Day invasion. And this is not some fringe congressperson from Utah. This is not some state party chair in Alabama. This is the Republican Party chairwoman, Rona Romney McDaniel, basically saying in a video clip, we are celebrating the anniversary, 75 years of D-Day. She told Stuart Varney, this is a time where we should be celebrating our president, the great achievements of America. No, no, no. You celebrate and say thank you to the sacrifice of the men and women, everyone who fought in World War II, whether that was in the D-Day invasion, whether that was in the Pacific, that is not a sacrifice you can usurp for your own current political wishes. How dare you, you jackasses. Once again, the Republicans do not care about the troops. They just do not. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota and the vehicle which made me fall in love with Toyotas was the RAV4. Now, Toyota is just teasing me as they have an all-new, fully redesigned RAV4. It's gorgeous. A distinct exterior that pops and a refined interior which has everything you want and room to move. And the big news is the RAV4 now comes in a hybrid version. Remember, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance. Test drive the new RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers, you've heard the shouters, the haters, the beraters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. The award-winning Hazel's Northeast combines the feel of a small-town diner with the vibrant nature of its Northeast Minneapolis neighborhood. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, weekend brunch, or dinner, their classically inspired and creatively prepared American comfort food is always made from scratch. Hazel's Northeast at 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. EatLocalMinnesota.com. The dedicated staff at Nightingale Restaurant take pride in presenting a thoughtful and delicious approach to food and drink, whether you're visiting for dinner, happy hour, or brunch. Their focus on made-from-scratch meals using sustainable and local ingredients is likely to make Nightingale your go-to spot for inspired food and drinks. Nightingale, Lindale and 26th in Minneapolis.
Branding Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
This is Paul Metzer telling you about a great event called Boom Boom Outgoes Childhood Cancer Number 9, a benefit for St. Jude's Children's Hospital Research Center in Memphis, Tennessee. It's happening at Grumpy's Northeast Saturday, June 8th, 2019, 1 to 8 p.m. $10 at the door. Features great musicians like Alicia Corbett, Tiny Darling Porcupine, and Tom Nichols. Grumpy's is located at the corner of 22nd Avenue and 4th Street, the coolest club in town for a great event. Make it on down.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Hawes. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Tonight, clear with a low around 57. And Thursday, patchy fog, sunny with a high near 84. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is Burger Mo's. Located in downtown St. Paul, Burger Mo's is the perfect neighborhood gathering spot before and after XL Energy events. They have two happy hours and more than 60 beers on tap. Located at 242 West 7th Street, St. Paul, with plenty of free parking. Find out more at BurgerMo's.com.
Now, it's dictator 101, man, to take the U.S.'s greatest victories and try to attribute them to a modern-day politician, while at the same time taking America's tragedies and trying to attach them to your opposition. And, you know, it just is – that's the way that they do things. I mean, there was a guy that – and I wrote about this last week. The individual who set himself on fire at the White House – this is one of two people – a sign of a very unhealthy country, by the way. Two people have set themselves on fire in front of the White House this year alone. One guy from Maryland, he did it last week. He died from his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
One guy says, it's Obama's fault. You see, no, it's not. It's not Obama's fault. But you see, it's interesting to see, you know, the Republicans are at a point right now where they're being told you have to start looking at the sky and seeing the sky is blue and saying it's green. I mean, there's, you know, that's where they're at right now. And a lot of them are, especially as they're getting hurt themselves by Trump's taxes or these unnecessary tariffs, they're at a point where they're kind of like, I don't see a green sky. It's a blue sky. And they're starting to kind of come up against it. But what the unfortunate thing is they still are trying to frantically find some way to call the sky green. They're still trying to do it. But even down in their own mind, as their farm's getting foreclosed, as their income is shut down, as the health care they have for their kid is disappearing, as all this stuff is happening, there's just enough going like, oh, this wasn't happening under Obama. It wasn't. It wasn't happening necessarily under W. Bush either. I mean, it only seems to have happened under Trump. But, you know, there are some people out there that, trust me, right now in this country, 10% of the people of this country firmly believe Donald Trump stormed the beaches at Normandy and he himself ran up the beaches with a gun and stopped the Germans, stopped the Nazis. He did, because they're brainwashed to the point where they'll look at the sky and it's a blue sky, and the Republicans say, don't you like that green sky? And they say, yep, it's the fantastic green sky. Absolutely. It's a scary place, man. This world is getting to be a scary freaking place. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit back and allow anyone to try to give the credit or the glory of the D-Day invasion to Donald Trump. Just because you don't – I mean, my God, if you want Trump to get better coverage, how about you take that freaking Twitter machine away from him? How about you take that out? How about you shut his pie hole? How about you tell him not to obscenely lie about crowds greeting him in London when everyone's laughing at the notion of this? You're upset because the world's not reporting on the green sky, and the reality is you could just tell everyone, well, yeah, he's an idiot, and he just wants everyone to say the sky is green. Instead, you're like, no, you have to say the sky is green. Just stop. And tomorrow, when you Republicans frantically try to find some World War II vet to try to do a photo op with, why don't you take some time and apologize for the Republican Party trying to usurp their sacrifice for their own personal gain? How about you do that for the troops, please? 952-946-6205. Indeed, Burger Mo's is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Fantastic hamburgers over there. If you really want a great place, especially any event over the X, stop on by there. 242 West 7th Street. Plenty of free parking. Well, for the eating, not for the X. You have to find someplace else to park for the X. BurgerMo's.com. That's BurgerMo's.com. 952-946-6205. Todd is in Bloomington. He wanted to chime in this afternoon. Hey, Todd.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, these people, just when you think they can't hit a new low, they do it every time. And I just want to remind everyone the way he acted for the 100th anniversary of World War One ending, refusing to visit the graves because it was raining. And
oh, yeah. That's you know,
unbelievable.
It was. Well, I mean, how about when he is at a solemn military service, and he starts bumbling and bouncing around to the music that's being played out there. I mean, he doesn't care. I mean, as a matter of fact, and Todd, thank you very much. I mean, there was a story that came out, and I haven't read this yet. I meant to read this, but I haven't read this. Apparently, he said that his second daughter, his daughter. What's it is Tiffany. Tiffany is the second daughter. Who he had with Marla Maples, which was his second wife. In the divorce agreement, he said that if Tiffany entered the military, that he would stop all, any kind of
child support,
and any kind of money, she'd be cut off completely if she entered the military. Which, I mean, I don't think it'd be child support at that point. It'd be 18 years old, yeah. So she'd be cut off if she entered the military. How do you look at something like that and you say, yeah, he's a great guy. He hates the troops. I mean, we've talked about what he's doing to the troops with, he's raided their retirement account for military pensions. He's raiding the housing budgets for on these bases so he can build his wall. He does not care about the troops. And then to go out there and take one of America's greatest victories in the D-Day invasion, and that was a bloodbath, but we won in the end of that day. And to try to say, this is the day you should be praising Trump. The hell with that jackass. No, I'm not going to praise Trump. I won't do it on D-Day anniversaries, and I won't do it any other day of the year, okay? And I'm saying that as a veteran. Blank yourself, Trump. 952-946-6205. Go Army! They're so proud of me. They're so proud of me. Some stories here I want to touch on here really quick, since we got to run a few here. First of all, slower motorists in Minnesota better stick to the right lane. Is Hunter hearing this? I know he's one of those guys that likes to go 35 miles an hour in the left lane, isn't he?
Yeah,
on the interstate,
just moseying down the road.
Hunter, you better be careful now. Motorists who are slow in Minnesota better get in the right-hand lane or face a possible fine come August 1st. A measure aimed at drivers who linger in the left lane was signed into law last month, according to Senator John Jasinski, a Republican from Faribault, who sponsored the bill at the Capitol. Of course, this is going to be some guy who's like in Faribault, who's trying to drive up to the city every day. And there's that one guy is like, the speed limit says 55. I'm going to do 55. All right. No. Those violating the new law could face a fine of $50 plus a $75 surcharge. Well, that's a simple math. That's $125. It's something everyone can relate to, Jasinski said. Everyone who's been in that position, being behind someone in the left lane, it's frustrating. Well, every state has a law requiring slower vehicles to move to the right lane. Only about a dozen have a full-fledged edicts that involve a financial penalty. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, fines vary across the country from as little as a $20 fine to more than $250. We're basically modernizing existing language related to the lane usage on those books, said Minnesota State Patrol Lieutenant Gordon Shank. Really? Lieutenant Shank? We're saying when it's practical, we'll move out of the left lane and allow vehicles to pass. Doing so would mitigate road rage incidents. I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. I will also go on record as saying, I'm not only glad about this, can we actually get a law in Minnesota where trucks cannot get in that left-hand lane? I've been in states, and before people get mad at me, especially trucker guy gets mad at me, Arkansas has this, where if it's a three-lane road, trucks have to be in the right lane unless they're passing another truck, not a car, just another truck. They have to be in the left-hand lane, then they can get in the center lane, but they can never get in that far left lane. If it's two lanes going in one direction, it depends on the state. I think that some states allow them to pass, but you cannot be in that left-hand lane for longer than it takes to pass, and you cannot sit there truck to truck going down the highway for miles on end.
That's the worst.
Oh, God.
Now you get past that.
I hate that. Well, now you're going to be able to stop that, hopefully. I'm of the mindset, I think, that you need to have that because there are too many semi-truck drivers I've seen who try to drive their semis like they're Mazda Miatas. And it's just it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. I wish we would do something like that. I think the trucking lobby is probably going to be too strong. They've really fought against those laws in many states. But getting the guys out of this, the slow guys out of the left lane, that's a start there. I'm not going to be that upset about this. Too bad on that one. Minnesota remains a port of access to abortion services, although the state rushed to impose restrictions, which brings up an interesting question. This is a story out of MinnPost. Of course, we do have abortion access in the state of Minnesota. Should we start charging other states, if you are a resident of the state, a higher price to come here? I mean, because you're going to pick some people up that are going to do this. The problem I have with that, and I'm actually going to say no, because someone brought that up one time and I thought about it a little bit. First of all, let's make sure we understand something about these states that are shutting down their abortion clinics. If you're a wealthy white woman in Alabama or Mississippi or Louisiana where they pass these bills, or Missouri, if you're a wealthy white woman, you do not have to worry. You can go to your local strip mall and go check into an anti-babyoscopist there. That's not an abortion clinic. That's an anti-babyoscopist. It's a different thing. Completely different. That's an anti-babyoscopist. That's not an abortion clinic. And your insurance will even cover it. It costs you quite a bit more money. It's a premium service. But wealthy white women in the southern states, they're going to be able to go get their abortions right down the street. So that if you did do this, if you did start charging outstate people, it's adding almost insult to injury, because most of the people that are going to be coming here are people who are going to be seeking to get an abortion, perchance, because that can't afford those specialty clinics that the wealthy white women in those southern states can go to. And so, it's a double whammy. They're getting punished in their own state because they're not very wealthy, and then they get punished when they come up here and try to get access to the services up here. So I'm against that, but there are some people that have started floating that idea. And the truth is, I can see how some Republicans would get bothered by the fact that a state like Minnesota might be making money off of them. But I just don't think it's going to be enough to change their minds. And like I said, those wealthy guys that pass these laws, their wives and kids will be able to get abortions in their state. Absolutely. Without a doubt. They'll label it under some other medical procedure, but their abortions are safe. It's the poor and the minorities' abortions which are the only ones they're trying to stop. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I want to make sure I do clarify something from yesterday's show when I do come back about Al Franken, because I had two people kind of get upset with me, and I want to make sure I reiterate what I said yesterday. That's when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at Victor's1959Cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Better Futures Minnesota is a social enterprise which helps men achieve self-sufficiency and a better future for themselves and their communities. We need your help. By donating time or funds to our cause, you can support us and promote a healthier environment. By hiring our deconstruction crews for your next residential or commercial project, and shopping or donating building materials or appliances to our reuse retail warehouse, you are supporting Better Futures Minnesota and your community. Please visit BetterFuturesMinnesota.com to learn more.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual service special. Every stove, insert, and fireplace needs maintenance. Get it done now and save $40. You'll be ready to fire up before the cold weather hits again. From 94, take the Riverside Avenue exit and go east to 2901 Franklin Avenue. See the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of clean-burning, reliable, and environmentally smart stoves and fireplaces.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, owner of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Have you ever watched your dog or cat curl up in front of a fire, like a Norman Rockwell painting brought to life? It's primordial the way fire touches both the animal and the human. We have the equipment and the know-how to supply, install, and maintain stoves and fireplaces. Call us at 612-338-6606 and take advantage of our spring cleaning and maintenance special. We are online at woodlandstoves.com. The mission and the passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Gary is in Minneapolis. Gary, I heard the news from the bottom of my heart, my friend. All my best to you and your family, all right?
Thank you, Matt. Say, you know, you're talking about these backward right-wing states. Well, we have them in this state, too, but we've been able to control them. Luckily, we got Dayton just barely in about 10 years ago. But, you know, maybe there's some other way, instead of punishing these poor women with fees, punish the states they come from, these right-wing states, with through business or tourism, some way of putting a tax or stop doing business with them or something. Tax their businesses. Or, like, Wisconsin, they sell cheese, or if Scott Walker was it, some way or other that our governor could hit them up some way.
Well, and Gary, all my best, man. By all means, stay in touch. By all means, stay in touch. I will be giving you a call myself here in a little bit. They're trying this. I mean, Wisconsin, I don't know. I mean, right now, I mean, they're all trying to figure out how they get vaporized alcohol into their cars with them, so they'll be running around like Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. Yeah, man. That movie is nuts. If you haven't seen that movie in a while, that's a knee slapper. As far as Georgia goes, I mean, of all the states that has passed something, I mean, Missouri is somewhat in – could put themselves out there. But states like Alabama, I mean, or Mississippi, they don't really have – I mean, they you can boycott going there, but was anyone really planning on going to Mississippi for a vacation this year? No, I don't think so. I mean, some people, sure, maybe you've got family down there, but – Georgia is in an interesting position. Of course, Georgia has dramatically picked up an insane amount of Hollywood TV and movie filming in that state. As a matter of fact, some networks such as Netflix and AMC film a large portion of their series in Georgia. A lot of the Marvel movies right now were filmed in Georgia.
Yeah, it feels like most movies at the end of the credits will have that Georgia peach.
Yeah, and they're all now saying, you know what, you've got this bill passed. Yeah, well, we'll take our business elsewhere. And as a matter of fact, Netflix, I think AMC has also, and I think Marvel, the Disney studios have said, you know, we have production facilities everywhere. We don't really necessarily need Georgia. And so it's going to be an interesting development, because they need – I mean, that is a large portion of that state's budget. They make a ton of money. There's a lot of people that are – it wasn't a bad plan. And give Georgia credit. It wasn't a bad plan. When you bring in a movie company, you're not bringing in a Walmart. You're bringing in key grips and mic people and sound people and camera people and stunt people and extras, and people get paid money on these things. Special effects gurus, computer guys. People are making not, you know, $20,000-$25,000 a year. They're making $75,000-$80,000 a year. That's state revenue right there. And so whether or not they're going to be able to overcome that loss remains to be seen. But all these Hollywood companies have said, you know what, worst comes to worst, this thing passes, this thing goes into effect, we're going to take our business elsewhere. There's a lot of people in Georgia saying we don't care, but when come down to it, if all of a sudden you're going to have, say, 200,000, 300,000 people in your state unemployed and all that revenue is going to go away, is that something that you really want to go down that road? I wanted to make sure I mentioned something about yesterday. We talked about the fact that there's some of these politicians that are running for the Democratic nomination. Pete Buttigieg, the guy from Indiana. Pete basically came on out, I think it was in Politico, and made the point about how he felt that Franken was railroaded. And I can tell you, because we talked about it, once again, I am not going to relitigate Franken. I am not. Some people very justifiably feel as if any allegations against him, regardless of whether we go through them or not, were too much, and henceforth he should resign. On the other side, there are a lot of people who felt like Roger Stone was involved in this. This seems like this was a lot of Republican operatives in it, and it was a lot of Republican operatives. A lot of there were multiple women who claimed to be politically neutral, who in turn end up being far right wing operatives who lied about their background to begin with, and so that there should be some questions there. But needless to say, there are a lot of people in Minnesota who believe Al Franken was railroaded, and I don't think it's a bad call if you want to take a. I mean, Amy Klobuchar is going to be the front runner in Minnesota to win Minnesota, but it's going to be interesting. If you want to make a dent in Minnesota, if you come on out and say, well, I don't think Al Franken should have had to resign, you're going to get some support. And some people, I made the point yesterday, I think that there were, from what I've understood about Dayton, there were discussions that said that if Al Franken, this is before he resigned, if he did resign, that Tina Smith was going to be his nominee to replace him. Which immediately got a lot of the Tina Smith supporters demanding Franken resign. That's I think there are some people out there that don't want to bring that up and don't want to acknowledge the fact that if you are a Tina Smith fan, and she's been a fine senator, I'm not going to complain against what she's done, but if you were a Tina Smith fan and you saw, well, there's this potential she could become a senator from the lieutenant governor's position. If Al Franken resigns, well, then immediately you're going to, regardless of what you think you're being neutral, you're probably not being neutral when you look at what happened with Franken, because you wanted Tina Smith to take that seat. That's just an observation, and that's a legit observation. Needless to say, that is not an unresolved issue in this state. That is not an unresolved issue in this state. And it's going to be interesting to see how Al Franken plays out in Minnesota in 2020. We are back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.